Hi, hello, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. If you hear a noise in the background, it's because my boyfriend has started up the new snowblower. Because currently we're having a snow day here in New England. We are slated to get, last I saw, was like, I'm pulling up the weather app. Let's see what it says. 8 to 12 inches. Every woman's dream. Just kidding. 8 to 12 inches of snow with wind gusts high as 35 miles per hour. And it says it's going to stop around 1 a.m. tomorrow, so Monday. So I'm just going to say this now. No one should be late for work tomorrow. If you live in an apartment complex or whatever and they don't start removing snow until 8 a.m., you need to call them up and be like, I fucking pay to live here. You should start at 6 a.m. because I got to get to work. Just saying, because that's bullshit in my mind. Kids probably will have school. So, like, just be prepared. Do your homework, kids. And I will be using my snowblower later, and I am pretty excited. And looking at the weather app, let's see. Yeah, here it stops around 7 p.m., according to what I'm seeing. So, like, if I get up at my regular time tomorrow and just snowblow my driveway and then maybe do like a little bike ride and then shower, I'll be fine for work. Like, there should be no issue. And I don't know about you, but like, it sucks for kids nowadays because some of them don't even get snow days. Like, they won't go to school, but they'll have like an online packet thing or whatever to do to make up for the snow day, which is great because then they won't be going to, school till basically July 4th. But they don't get the pleasure of having the fun snow day like we have. And that sucks for them, but like I'm also appreciative that I don't have to go to school till like June 27th, because that was always wild. And then I also think this will be controversial. I feel like February vacation is dumb. And hear me out. So you just had Christmas vacation, December to January. February vacation? What? Here's my thought. You get rid of February and April school vacation. You do 1 week in March, like they do for the colleges, and then just do a couple of like 3 or 4 day weekends, but for the rest of the school year, like the Easter weekend, depending on when that is, give them like that Friday and Monday off. Because then they're only missing hypothetically 2 days of school. Because you have the weekend. And I feel like that would save on snow days. Like they might not have to go to school as late in the summer. But what do I know? I don't have children. I haven't been to school in years. College snow days didn't matter because like the teacher could give you an assignment or just move to the next class. It was like whatever. And working, you don't, we got a couple. I think we actually got like one true snow day at work, and then we had a half day at work and some late delays. One of the half days was we left at like 11, and luckily we did because a couple of trees near where I live fell. Didn't affect power for me, luckily. It did affect my drive, so I just warned a couple people like, you're not going to be able to go straight on 122. You're going to have to fandangle your way around it because a big tree fell. And then, like, my neighbor's tree fell in their yard, didn't hit a power line. It was gone like 2 days later. They hired someone and they removed it. But otherwise, and then, like, we had a delayed start saying, like, everyone should be able to make it in by 8:30. You will not get a point or a demerit or whatever. And some people still didn't show up, but like me and a couple other people at work did. And we looked around and we realized like we're the A team. I also don't live that far from work, but even then, Like, just get up and move the snow yourself. I hate when I hear people complain. And this, I guess, goes with my thought for 2024, just being like accountable and just doing it. I hate when people say, no one shoveled my driveway. My dad didn't. So-and-so did. You have two arms, two legs, and a fucking heartbeat. You can grab a shovel and shovel yourself out. It sucks. I know. I've shoveled my driveway. And it sucked big old donkey dicks. I'm very appreciative that we have a snowblower. We have two of them. One we're trying to sell. And we have a newer one that works better, moves more snow. And frankly, we need it. I'm on a hill, on a hill. If I didn't have it, living on a hill when you shovel snow isn't that bad, because you shovel your way up. You use the hill to your advantage to push the snow onto it. It just, it's kind of wide and long, and it just sucks. And I understand shoveling, it sucks. But like, if it means you get to work, even if you're late, if it means you get to work, shovel yourself out. It's really not that fucking hard. And I only started snow blowing because my father got to the age where people, if they overexerted themselves and they weren't in the best of shape, could drop dead of a heart attack. So I do it now. And it's fine. And I have a way of doing it. My boyfriend does it differently, and I hate it. He will snowblow the whole driveway and then clean off the cars and shovel around them. That's dumb. I clean off my cars, shovel around them, and then use a snowblower to move that snow. We're probably going to have to snowblow maybe one or two more times after this first initial one he's doing. And so like the first, unless we're going somewhere, he doesn't have to clean off the cars. That's whatever. But that final time, I'm going to clean off the cars, shovel around them, and throw the snow where the snowblower is going to go, and then use the snowblower to move it. In my mind, that makes sense. And we would use a plow if we could, but because my driveway is so bumpy, just because it probably needs to be repaved, but that will cost $1 million. And also just the angle it's at, I think also makes it very hard. A plow can't really do much. We did have a neighbor went last year during the last big snowstorm. He had a tractor and he like scooped it up for us and moved it, and that worked, but that's because he could scoop it up and move it. A plow just pushes it. My boyfriend did have a truck with a plow on it, and he would do the bottom of the driveway where like the plows push the stuff from the street. That was great. I snowblowed the rest. Thank you. But we also used to have a wood pile where a plow would want to push it, so that also made it hard and difficult. But like, you can grab a shovel and shovel your fucking car out. I understand you don't want to, but like, you can. And if someone does it for you, that's great. Be very appreciative. But then don't blame that person as to why you were super late to work, couldn't get to work, or just regular late. Like, they didn't do it. If you pay someone, call them up and see if they can get you in earlier. Call your landlord, whoever does it, and say, hey, I have to be somewhere for said time. You need to come and plow the parking lot or whatever, and then you shovel your car out. Because from what I do know, people have to shovel their own cars out, but then the plows move the rest of the snow. So that's what you do. I don't understand why that's hard. I think some people just don't want to do it. You've lived in New England all your life. Like, it's time to get used to it. Why are you complaining? You can complain about the snow. That's fine. But don't complain about it and not do anything. Like, oh, I tried and my snowblower died, or my car got stuck. That's fine. That's fair. Also, a lot of people I know drive SUVs or all-wheel drive cars, cars made for the snow. I drive a Toyota Yaris, and currently, like, the traction control is a little fucked up. I will probably get a new car within the year. It might not be the best in the snow, but if I can get to work in the snow, you can. Just take your time. If you're a little late, you're a little late. you know, when there's so much snow or inclement weather, work will understand because a lot of people will be late. It's fine. But a lot of people I know drive like SUVs, again, all-wheel drive, that you can get to work a lot faster than I can. Just drive appropriate. Here's the thing. Wake up early. Wake up earlier to allow yourself more time. It's not that hard. I don't feel bad and I don't get it. But currently, my boyfriend is using our brand new snowblower for the first time to move snow. I said he could. I was like, no, you can use it first. That's fine. I would like to eventually use it. But like, he wants to use it. I think he's clearing a path so we could take Genie, not a weenie, for a poop. And it's that kind of weather that I will look at her in the eyes and tell her, you can literally shit in the street. I'm not going to pick it up. And a snowplow will throw it somewhere. Usually I do pick up her poop. It's fine. But, you know, a nice, fun snow day. We have nowhere to go. I have 3 more episodes left of The Sopranos. I started it like Thanksgiving-ish. No, I started it in December and I'm almost done. Thank you. I have 3 episodes left. I vaguely remember how it ends just because I saw something when it ended and like the hullabaloo that it caused. So I kind of know how it ends, but I have no idea what the storyline was. I'm literally only watching it because I love Steve Buscemi. Boardwalk Empire is a prequel. It's not, but we could make it a prequel. And so now I'm almost done. It's getting good. Not a lot of people, but like pivotal characters have died. And so that's my plan for the rest of today, is to finish The Sopranos. And then I gotta like make lunch for work the next couple of days. I'm thinking a couple like baked eggs, like egg bite type things that Starbucks or Dunkin' makes, whichever type of girly you are. I only go to Dunkin' or Starbucks for food. I don't drink coffee. And just be cozy. I already put all my clothes away. I'm debating if I'm going to wash my hair today or tomorrow. It's a struggle. It's got to be washed again, either today or tomorrow. But like, it's what if I'm not going anywhere today, I'm probably just going to like work out, snow blow, and wash it tomorrow, because it's just like, I'm just going to keep getting gross. Like, it's just as easy. And just like lounge. I've already done everything I really needed to do except for make lunches and dinners. And what's for food today? I don't know. Again, it might be one of those days where it's like, make food for yourself. But in other news, the Creative Emmys, which were last night, and it's more of like the writing, and I don't want to say less important, but a lot of people don't want to watch them on TV because the Emmys are tonight, have won. And I hate that they're like just giving me an article. Okay, here we go. For Creative Emmys, we have the guest actor in a comedy series. It went to Ted Lasso. I'm just trying to hit like, you know, our show. The Bear one looked like a couple Emmys. That's a good show. I have not finished it. The Great One for its period costumes. That is a very funny show. Daisy Jones and the Six one for period costumes for a limited or anthology series. I really liked it. I've seen mixed reviews. I thought it was good. I bought the soundtrack. Great soundtrack. House of Dragon won for fantasy and sci-fi costumes. Wednesday won for contemporary costumes. The Last of Us won for prosthetics. Queen Charlotte won for like character and hairstyling. Here we go. This is what I wanted. Only Murders in the Building won for outstanding production design for a narrative program, half hour. Love it. It won for Sparring Partners, and I Know Who Did It. All the episodes are available on Hulu. Hashtag not sponsored. And I believe this Tuesday, episodes 4, 5, and 6 will be, I think it's on from like 9 to 11, maybe 10:30. They're playing 3 episodes back to back to back of the first season to get us through January till regular TV viewing resumes because of the writer strike. And I haven't seen anything really posted about Only Murders in the Building. I've seen articles about like what's happened, where we've left off. And I've shared them on Instagram, which if you're not following, it's something about podcast, something.about.podcast on Instagram. I'll post articles. I reshare a lot of things. I did share the first 3 episode recaps that I did on the feed, and feel free to go back and listen, even if you just want a refresher. But maybe that'll bring more people in. We don't know. I've told more people to watch it, and I don't know if they have. I've told everyone at work they should watch it, and they're like, well, I'm watching this, or you should watch that. I've started The Sopranos, and I've almost finished it, because a couple of people at work have watched it. But like, then I'll suggest a show, and they don't want to watch it. And I'm like, how fair is that? I am watching a couple shows you guys have suggested, but no one wants to watch a show I suggest. I understand maybe not wanting to watch The Real Housewives. I get that to an extent. But what irks me is they'll share memes or sound clip memes from the Real Housewives like universe. And they'll laugh and they'll be like, so funny. But they don't understand the lore behind it. And that irks me because they don't get it. And I try to explain it and they're like, well, that's dumb. And I'm like, you're sharing it. If you watched it, you would know. It annoys me. I don't know how you feel about it. But I'll maybe watch a movie or a show they suggest. And they won't watch one I suggest. And I'm not suggesting, like, I understand Real Housewives is a terrible show. Let's be honest. But like Only Murders in the Building. It has won Emmys. It's been nominated for Emmys. It has and had many iconic actors and actresses on it. You have Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. And then we've had Sting on it. We've had Tina Fey on it. Amy Schumer, depending how you feel about her, on it. Paul Rudd on it. Shirley MacLaine on it. Meryl Streep on it. And yet you're not watching it? There's only 3 seasons. You could watch it in like a week, couple weeks. It's not that hard of a watch. And it's funny. But they don't want to watch it. They suggest me watch like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's like 20 seasons of that. I've seen a couple episodes. It's all right. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. But you're not going to watch a show that I've suggested that only has 3 seasons? Not 20 or however many it has? What? It's unfair. But it's, I believe tonight are the Emmys. And I'm trying to think. I believe Steve was nominated. I don't believe Martin was. Selena was. Or maybe like there was a set of nominations announced. And I don't know who was or wasn't. Nominated. I think for Emmys, everyone was nominated in Only Murders. And then for something else, others weren't. But I hear Divine Joy has real Oscar contender for the movie she is in. I apologize. I cannot think of the name of it. I want to watch that. I really do. And Paul Giamatti's in it, so it's got to be a good movie. And I love Divine Joy. She is so funny in Only Murders in the Building. I hope she gets nominated, unless Oscar nominations have come out. I don't always follow those. But that would be cool. And that's all I can really think of. It's just, like I said, a fun little snow day. I'm very grateful I don't have to be working today in retail to attempt to get to work. I'm very grateful I have a working snowblower. I'm grateful that if I had to shovel, I could. Or I would call someone and pay them to plow my driveway. I do know a couple people with plows. And I would throw them all the money. And also, don't complain if you pay someone to plow your driveway and they charged you like $100 some odd. This is their job. They know what they're worth. They have the means to do it. And so you're calling them and paying them to do it. So they're going to charge you what they think they should charge you. If you have a very small driveway and they're charging you $150, okay, a little different. But if they plowed your driveway, then got out, shoveled, you know, a pathway to your front door, wherever, and around your cars, give them the money. They did the physical work. You didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And that's fair. But, like, you know, I'm grateful for all that. And there will not be a snow day tomorrow. I'll be at work at my regular time. And when people complain about it, I'll be like, well, did you do anything about it? And when they're like, no, I'll be like, all right, stop. Because 2024, again, is about being accountable. If you want to do something, do it. And there's a difference between can't and won't and don't want to. Like, there is. I don't want to do something, so I won't. I can't do something because I don't have the skills or training to do it, so I can't. And there's some things I won't do. Why? Because I don't want to. I will pay someone to do it. But there is a difference. And I'll try something. I'll try and do something. And when I find out I can't or I don't want to, I will then spend all the money and do it. And my weather report on my TV now says we have about 8 inches of snow already. That is fucking insane. I think I'm just going to wrap this episode up here. Fun little first episode of the new year. I can't think of anything else I want to cover today. I think I'm going to start posting some questions and I would love some answers again at something.about.podcast on Instagram. Please rate, like, and review wherever it is you listen and share it. Again, all the recap episodes of all the episodes of Only Murders in the Building are available. Go watch it. It's all on Hulu. The first season is airing on ABC through January. And I am open to also covering other shows. They don't have to be similar to Only Murders in the Building. I briefly did How I Met Your Father. I did like one or two episodes. That was fun. But I'm opening to cover other ones. And that's all I can think of. I hope all of you had a wonderful New Year's. Stay warm if you are in the snowy area. And I love all of you. Bye.